Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, and it's just turned 1 o'clock here on the Tuesday afternoon, and here on Sheffield Live, that means it's time for Swing Time, presented as usual by Martel Coates and myself, John Yule, and I hope you're feeling well. I hope you haven't been flooded out with this awful weather this weekend. If just spare a thought for a friend of mine who was rally driving in the Lake District and southwest Scotland this weekend, and it was bad enough for me walking around the streets of York on Saturday afternoon with three layers on and looking more like I was going to climb up Mantua then go for a walk round York and the Christmas market. Anyway, I hope you're able to sit and enjoy the music with Mike and myself over the next couple of hours, which began with Ken Fowser, the New York-based tenor player. A very broadcastable album, this one, in terms of compositions and track length. Everything has been written by Ken himself. And the album is called Now Hear This, recorded at the Acoustic Recording Studio in Brooklyn on September the 22nd, 2016. Ken Fowser on tenor, Josh Brunel on trumpet and flugelhorn, Rick Germanson on piano, Paul Gill on bass and Jason Tierman on drums. And the track we heard was called Blues for Mabes, whoever Mabes is. In praising the new Samora Joy CD a couple of weeks ago, I said that I was unfamiliar with the names on the bancall. Well, it appears that this is a young man put together to support Samora on her work, and in fact a couple of the members graduated in the same class at the State University of New York as Samora did, so that means they, graduated 3 years ago, and they'll be around 24, 25 years of age, the same age as Samora now. The full lineup of the band is Jason Cheros on trumpet and flugelhorn, David Mason on alto and flute, Kendrick McAllister on tenor, Connor Rohrer on piano, Felix Mosholm on the bass, and Evan Sherman on drums. Samora's album Portrait, which is in the American Top 10 this week, I think it's about number 7, it was recorded at Englewood Cliffs, and we're going to hear a segue, two numbers together. Peace of Mind, which was composed by Samora herself and was arranged by the drummer in the band, Evan Sherman, and that runs into Dreams Come True, the Sunray J. Mayo composition, which was arranged by the reed player in the band, David Mason. Here with those two numbers then, Peace of Mind and Dreams Come True, from her album Portrait, is the wonderful young Samora Joy.
Of mind, is it in the places you go, or the people you meet? In time, does your peace of mind remain? Here lies your fate, given or wait. The choice alone is yours to decide. What's wrong? What's right? Sometimes you feel like giving up, but don't ever lose hope. Sometimes came true and yours will too. I swear by the stars above, dreams come true, they just have to. True as the sun above, mine came true and yours will too. If you believe in love, dream of romance, strolling down lover's lane, in a trance, and dreaming all over again. Dreams come true, they just have to prove they're so supreme. Mine came true and yours will too, all you have to do is dream.
Rushing prospect on the vocal scene for many years, Samara Joy. You're listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, your host for the first hour, John Yule. Michael Coates will be along a little bit later on. And to our listeners across the United States, we all hope you have a very happy holiday at the end of the week when it's Thanksgiving. And having just spoken to everybody in America, I'm now going to play a record from Canada. We haven't heard from tenor player Corey Weeds for quite some time. So here he is with Strings, arranged and conducted by Phil Dwyer. The album is called What Is There To Say, recorded in Vancouver in 2021. And this is the Charles Trenet favourite, played for us, of course, by Corey Weeds. I Wish You Love. Thank you. Curry Weeds with Strings. And that album was recorded during the pandemic, and if you have to record an album with a load of musicians wearing masks, I think that's probably the right time to be recording an album with a lot of string players. A rattling good time at the Village Vanguard now, on July the 5th, 2009, in the company of clarinetist Annette Cohen. Along with her are Benny Green on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. A very strong lineup indeed. And this is a very old favourite indeed. I couldn't even tell you when it was composed, but it was composed by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton. Here's Annette Cohen and After You've Gone. We seem to be having a bit of a problem at the moment. I don't think that was After You've Gone. I think that might have actually been a track from the album that we've just featured. Let's just have a look, shall we, and see what we're doing. Oh, we were on the right CD. I'm sorry. I thought it was wrong, but it appears Mike was right. So if we go into track five then, we should be ready for The Village Vanguard, Annette Cohen and After You've Gone. Right, so much for our confidence in thinking we had got the right the right track playing, or the wrong track playing. We're going to try the other CD player now. Apparently the other one wasn't reading correctly in on the display. This should be Annette Cohen with After You've Gone, alongside Benny Green, Peter Washington and Lewis Nash. Recorded at the Village Vanguard, as I said, on July the 5th, 2009. After You've Gone, we got there in the end with Annette Cohen and Benny Green once again performing as though he's playing the piano with three hands. And as I say, that was recorded down at the Village Vanguard. Right, we'll do the gig guide now, and this won't take very long because there are only two gigs this week and they're both tomorrow evening. So we'll kick off at the Lescar then with the Leeds-based trio called the XU, E-X-U. They are comprised of Dave Kane on bass, James Manwaring on saxophone, and the Norwegian drummer Emil Carlson. And this is described as in-the-moment creativity and infectious pop hooks. Instead, you may prefer the big swing at Cabanas tomorrow night, Wednesday the 27th, where the 18-piece Langset Dance Orchestra will be performing an evening of swing, funk and soul. On now to the turntable and the first airing for some time from Manhattan Transfer's latest offering, The Junction, which was actually released back in 2018 and recorded at the Leap Year Studios in Los Angeles. Manhattan Transfer are Janice Siegel, Cheryl Benteen, Alan Paul and Tris Curless. This is an arrangement and a composition by one of their regular musical directors, Mervyn Warren, and this then is a number called Sometimes I Do, performed for us by the Manhattan Transfer.
Someone we both know, soft ballads on the radio, anticipation and afterglow remind me of you. Like driving in my car alone, or answering the telephone, or someone wearing your cologne unwinds me, it's true.
I rave and rant, refusing to regret you, but then I can't always remember to forget you. So when I pause to ask myself if I still love you, sometimes I don't, but sometimes I do.
Distant island getaways, humor, hugs, and holidays remind me of you. It seems the facts of life contain echoes of a cruel refrain that renews the passion and the pain that bind me to you.
It would be smart to forge ahead. Just has a mind of its own now. So when you claim it should be easy to let go now, I say that's false, although you think it's true. 'Cause when I
pause to ask my
Manhattan Transfer, Sometimes I Do, and the featured vocalist, the solo vocalist, was Trish Curless. Right, we're returning to the Village Vanguard now, and in fact we're also returning there with Peter Washington, who we heard playing at the Village Vanguard a little bit earlier on with Annette Cohen. This time he's appearing with Kenny Washington on drums and Bill Charlap. It's the Bill Charlap Trio and their new CD recorded at the Village Vanguard on the 9th of September 2023, an album called And Then Again. Here's a composition from Victor Young, Ned Washington, and Bing Crosby was also involved, and he did actually record the original version of this particular number in 1932. The Bill Charlap Trio then, and I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Thank you. The Bill Charlap Trio, and I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Here again is the truly outstanding and very comprehensive album from the Etienne Charles Creole Orchestra, and one of the four tracks featuring the vocalist Renee Marie, who also wrote this track that's about to come up now, a track called Take My Breath Away, a song called Take My Breath Away. We hear solos from Alex Watts on guitar and Goodwin Lewis on sax. Here's Renee Marie and the Etienne Charles Creole Orchestra.
Rain, kiss me once again. Strong heart beating fast. Don't let this moment pass. Your smile makes me warm. Won't do any harm. Dark eyes. Your hand right there and bend down over me. Hold me tight and set me free. Take my breath away. Take my breath away. Thank you. your hand right there and bend down over me. Hold me tight and set me free. Take it, take my breath away. Take it, take my breath away.
Ronnie Murray with her own composition. Take My Breath Away with, of course, the Etienne Charles Creole Orchestra. And I suspect that was Etienne Charles that we heard playing with the Mutine towards the end of the track. From the same session, which was recorded at Sear Sounds in New York back in August 2018. But as I said before, when this album first was released here in the UK, it has only been available in the UK now for about 3 or 4 months at the most, probably more like 4 or 5 weeks, actually. It was number one in the US charts for 4 weeks. When released on CD, previously, towards the end of last year, it had been released on vinyl. A message there to record companies, a lot of us still prefer CDs. Here's a number called Night Train, a very familiar number, composed by Jimmy Forrest, Louis Simpson, or Simpkins, rather, Dave Washington, back in 1952, and probably best known for the recording by James Brown from the 1960s. Solos coming up from Etienne Charles on trumpet, Sullivan Faulkner on piano, Ben Williams on bass, and Obed Calvert on drums. This is the Etienne Charles Creole Orchestra, and this is Night Train. We'll be right back. Night Train from the Etienne Charles Jazz Orchestra, or the Etienne Charles Creole Orchestra to be precise, takes us to the end of this first hour of Springtime here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented and produced as ever by myself, John Yule. Apologies for the difficulties with the Annette Colin track earlier today. If I see her next month, I don't think I will do now, but if I see her next month, I would apologise personally to her. In the meantime, I hope that didn't spoil your enjoyment of the last hour too much. Hope you'll like the selection as much as I did, and please stay tuned now for Swing Time and Sheffield Live for Mattel Coates taking over from me after the station ID.